Well, Dan, we have a very special subject and a very special guest this morning.
Brad, so honored to have in studio. Andy's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning, Jim Colella. And Jim is CEO of TelServe and leader in the support of cystic fibrosis in Connecticut. And in fact, Jim and his wife, Lisa, are once again co-chairing for the 2017 Cycle for Life bike race. And Jim, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, men.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Thank you for having us on.
Just get right into that microphone. And Jim, I remember meeting you and Lisa. This was some time ago, and what you have done over the years. And this disease is not talked about that much, and I'm so glad that
that's correct.
And with Dan, that you're with us here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here and allowing us to get the word out.
Now, part of your motivation, obviously, is your two granddaughters have cystic fibrosis. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that is correct.
Talk about that.
It's hit home. We knew nothing of cystic fibrosis until the day we got a phone call from our daughter-in-law that they had found while the baby was in the womb that the baby was going to be born with this disease called cystic fibrosis. And so we began digging in and learning more about it. And, of course, now wind the clock forward. The second Megan was pregnant again. This was 3 years later, and the second baby was also born with cystic fibrosis. Both parents have to carry the gene in order for there to even be a possibility. And the likelihood of both parents carrying the gene, it's chances are slim to none, but in our case, both had the gene and never even knew it until, you know, we found out that these babies were going to be born with this disease.
But what you have done, you and your wife have done, Jim, is you just have gotten into this and you have touched so many lives. And you were just telling Dan and myself when you arrived here about a famous football star and how it happened with his family.
Yes, I'd love to share that story. Boomer Esiason, as many of you know, was the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. In the height of his career, a very close friend of his daughter, had cystic fibrosis. And so that friend asked Boomer if he would use his celebrity status to bring awareness to cystic fibrosis. And to use that gift that God gave him for a greater purpose, and that being bringing awareness to cystic fibrosis. And so Boomer did. He got very involved in this young lady's life. At that time, she was 10 years old, and got very close. To move through the story, she died at the age of 12 from cystic fibrosis. It was a very heart-wrenching thing for Boomer. And it changed his life. Well, wind the clock forward another year, his wife got pregnant, and she found out that her baby, their baby, was going to be born with cystic fibrosis. Wow. And this is his son, Gunner.
Wow.
Gunner is now one of the best representatives of cystic fibrosis, and Boomer as well, and they have made huge strides in raising money to fuel research to hopefully find a cure one day for CF.
For people who do not know, what is CF?
That's a good question, Dan.
Thank you for asking. Well, it's a horrendous disease. It affects the lungs. If you were to take a straw and put it in your mouth and close your nostrils and try to breathe through a straw, that's what it's like for a CF patient. And so it affects the lungs, and it's a mucousy substance that builds up in the lungs that has to be removed daily. Otherwise, bacteria sets in, and that could lead to even further complications. The routine for an individual that deals with cystic fibrosis it's brutal. Our two granddaughters have to go on a machine that is connected to a vest that wraps around their body, and three times a day they turn on that. The mom and dad obviously do this because they're so young, but the vest shakes the upper chest cavity and loosens up the mucus and brings it up. And this has to go on three times a day. They also have to wear a it basically pushes a medicine in through a vapor, and they have to wear that three times a day to bring in that medicine that comes down into the lungs. And then there's just a slew of medicines that they have to take through the course of the day. This is a regular daily routine. It's brutal. And in the case of Tegan and Skylar, my two granddaughters, it falls back on mom and dad. They know no better. They don't even realize they have a disease. They're so young and they're so loved, which is a beautiful thing.
Right? What are their ages?
Tegan is now 6 and Skylar is 4. And Connecticut Children's Medical Center has a CF division for youth. And I got to tell you, that facility.
Best in the world.
Best in the world.
Absolutely.
The doctors and the nurses. Yes. It's just been an incredible experience with those folks, and we love them.
How about school? How did they handle school?
Oh, great question. So Tegan is in school, and Skylar will be going for the first time this year coming up. But the school system has been phenomenal. This is in Farmington, and they accommodate, children who are dealing with certain diseases. Now, there is a routine. There is a helper that assists Tegan each and every day through the school routine, making sure that she's getting her medicines, that her treatments are being done. And so they accommodate, which is just, we're so thankful for that. So Tegan can grow up in basically a normal environment and get to play with the kids and be part of school activity.
Wow. Talking with Jim Colella, and I've known Jim for a long time, his wife, Lisa, and this is all about cystic fibrosis, and he is the CEO of TelServe. And again, as I see you this morning, and I'm sure Dan feels the same way, what you have to have to go through something like this. I mean, this is something you don't take for granted, but it seems the way you talk and the way you look that you have accepted that this is part of your life and part of Lisa's life, and you want to do it to make it easier on children. Jim Colella, CEO of TelServe and a leader in the support of cystic fibrosis in Connecticut. TelServe.
That is correct.
That is the company. Well,
yes. Yes, it is, Brad.
Now, Jim, what was the motivation? Your two granddaughters born with CF, the motivation behind pushing for the bike race and also for being leaders in the support of cystic fibrosis research in Connecticut?
So, Dan, my family has a strong faith in God, and I believe that, each of us need to be able to connect our gifts, our talents, our opportunities for a greater cause. I truly believe that. And, I've been fortunate enough to go into business, build a company. I'm also an avid cyclist. I love to cycle. I've always loved to cycle. And when we found that our granddaughters had cystic fibrosis, it was obvious to me that God wanted me to connect this passion I had for cycling and my company for this greater purpose and cause. And so I've been able to connect our company and this passion for cycling to bring awareness to cystic fibrosis. And honestly, it's been this whole situation that seems like it's been such a adversity and some people, they express, their sadness for what we're going, but it's actually turned into probably one of the greatest blessings in our family. It's helped us to align priorities and life. And again, it's allowed me to bring to our company a social responsibility that people within my organization can get involved in something, more than just business. And so, men, I can only tell you that this has fueled a passion. It's allowed me to connect these gifts that I believe God gave me, and it's amazing how things work. I'm just going to.
What are we talking about when we talk about numbers? How many affected?
Yep. So there is about 30,000 people that are dealing, young people that are dealing with cystic fibrosis. I mention young because life expectancy is 37 if you're lucky. If you even get a chance to get a lung transplant, you can reach that age. Now, there's obviously individuals that have beat the odds, but generally, life expectancy is 37. The good news is that all of this fundraising and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has raised lots of money. People like Boomer Esiason, all of that has gone to fuel research. And the good news is that they are making huge strides. And
really?
Yes,
such as.
So the FDA just recently approved a drug called Kalydeco. It was actually approved a couple of years ago, but they have advanced that drug, and that drug is now addressing over 50% of the people, these young people that are living with cystic fibrosis, because there's many variations of this disease, and this drug. They're actually saying that some of this breakthrough it's bigger than just cystic fibrosis. It's actually something that they're onto that could address things like Alzheimer's and
wow.
so on. So
wow.
it's big. It's big. And so there's hope for sure.
Sure. Now, talk a bit about the bike ride, bike race, how people can get involved.
Thanks, Dan. So it's a ride. It's an event that it's not actually a race, although it will get very competitive. It will. It is on the 26th of August. It'll be out of Crownwell. We've actually partnered with the town of Crownwell. They've been a great supporter of the event.
Crownwell, Connecticut.
Crownwell, Connecticut. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
It'll be right. It'll be held right out of the parking lot of New England Athletic Club. There are three rides, a 10-mile ride, a 30-mile ride, and a 60-mile ride. So it you know, for all levels, and,
sure.
you know, whether you're an avid cyclist or just somebody who rides, you know, occasionally, we encourage people to come out, even if you want to just get involved and volunteer and be part of the event. We have a lot of things planned that day. We've got something for everybody, you know, from a photo booth for the kids and family. You know, to live music, and in fact, the Whale will be there as
yeah.
well, and so and the food is going to be over the top. We've a lot of great restaurants throughout the area have donated food, and so we're gonna have a good time. And God willing, the weather will be nice.
And again, that's on August the 26th, which is just the Sunday after this coming Sunday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually Saturday.
I'm sorry, Saturday.
On a Saturday,
right,
yes.
A week from Saturday.
Yes.
How many do you generally get at something like
this? We'll draw about 350 people total. That's
uh-huh.
volunteers included. From a rider perspective, we'll have about 200 riders.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, good. That's Saturday, August the 26th, the week from this Saturday. Do you have to
yes.
register, or can you just show up? What's involved there?
Great. So we encourage people to register ahead of time. In fact, right now it's $5 registration.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website I'll give in just a moment.
Yeah.
But you can also walk on the day of the event and register that day as well. So either way. And yep.
And the website is?
The website that folks
Here's
can
sign.
Go to.
Here's the big sign.
I got to get this right. I got to make sure I get this right. It's cycle.cff.org.
Okay, cycle.cff.org.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. One more time.
cycle.cff.org. And our team is touring for Tegan. There's a spot when you come to that website where you can actually register for a specific team, and our team is touring for Tegan and Skyler.
Wow. That's terrific. Now, how about, I'm curious about your grandchildren, because it is obviously a major lifestyle change for them in addition to the family. How about their interaction with friends, lifestyle? Talk about
yes.
that.
Yes. These two girls have received so much love and support that if when you meet them, you're going to see they're two normal, regular little girls that are just full of life. And as they interact...
And how old are they again?
Tegan is 6 and Skylar is 4.
Wow.
Yep. Tegan was a severe case of cystic fibrosis. She is actually tube-fed.
Wow.
And has been tube-fed her, you know... we're just she's now just learning how to eat. The cystic fibrosis was so severe that it, without going into the medical details, the bottom line is she wasn't born with an esophagus. So there was no path to get the food from the mouth to the tummy. And over at CCMC, through a process, they were able to move her stomach up into her chest cavity and stretch this little pouch that she had and connect a passageway between her mouth and her tummy.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and so for the first 3 to 4 years of her life, she never ate. So she lost these motor, she never gained these motor skills that we sometimes just take for granted. And so now that she has this passageway, she's learning for the first time the taste of food, what it's like to chew and then try to swallow that food into her tummy. And so Tegan is definitely more challenged than most CF patients. And but she has a personality that when you meet her, she will grip you immediately. it's something though to watch and
but
see.
You know what's amazing? Just sitting here, and this really hits me, and I know it does Dan too, is here you are sitting here beside us, the father,
grandfather,
the grandfather of these children, and have done so much. You've got to have a motivation that most people don't have.
Brad, my son works for the Department of Corrections, and Tegan's dad and Skylar's dad, and his wife, Megan, is a nurse. And I watch these two operate. They, you know, Tony's got a very stressful job, you know, within corrections. He's, you know, has a lot of responsibility. And Megan works in ICU with Hartford Healthcare. And so she's dealing with things day in and day out. And then to have to go home and be able to put work aside and the daily events aside and love and administer to your children is, you know, I, as a father and a grandfather, am amazed at these two young people and how they have stepped to the plate to take care of these two little girls and the love that they show, the commitment day in and day out. And that, honestly, that is part of this what fuels, you know, I watch them and it, you know, it just makes you want to be, you know, there to help.
Now, you know, Jim, I believe in the inherent goodness in people, and I'll bet you that you've experienced that throughout this entire endeavor, haven't you?
Dan, you know, listen, we all live in today's society and we always hear so much bad, you know. It sometimes can be overwhelming and depressing, you know, and you wonder, is there good in the world? Is there good in our communities and in our society? And I got to tell you, being in this situation, it is, people are good. People are good. They want to help. When the chips are down and they see people struggling, American people, people in general, they just, I don't care what, they want to help, and we've witnessed that.
We're going to get back to our very, very special guests as we talk about cystic fibrosis here in Connecticut, Jim Colella, who is the grandfather of two youngsters who have the disease and CEO of Telserv. Daniel, a very, very special guest today. And you know, when you think of all of these things that happen to one or to one's family, and you see the way this family survive, it's really an inspiration.
And as we mentioned before, the goodness in all people, Brad.
Oh, God.
Talking with Jim Colella. By the way, the mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to talk to the mayor, but that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Jim Colella, CEO of TelServe and leader in the support of cystic fibrosis research in Connecticut. Our special guest, his two granddaughters have cystic fibrosis, and Jim and his wife, Lisa, are once again co-chair for the 2017 Cycle for Life bike race on Saturday, August 26th in Cromwell. That is a week from this coming Saturday. And, Jim, we were talking about CF and the life expectancy of 37 years. Are we making advancements in that area?
We are. Actually, over the past 10 years, it's gone from age 12 to 37.
Really?
And, yes. Yes. So the medicines and the management of CF have extended life expectancy dramatically. This is a testimony to medicine and to our healthcare providers.
You know, one of the things that sometimes we take for granted in Connecticut, and we shouldn't, because it is one of the finest hospitals in the United States, and you have had the experience there.
Yes, yes. Connecticut Children's Medical Center, when Tegan was born, she didn't go home for 1 year. She lived at Connecticut Children's Medical Center, and so did my son and daughter-in-law. They literally moved them in. That's where they lived for 1 year. And they accommodated our family and created an atmosphere for that 1 year that was just incredible. They really, the work they do there is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. We are very fortunate.
Yeah, we are fortunate. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, as far as, again, your granddaughters and children of this age, do we know how many in Connecticut are afflicted with CF?
Dan, I don't know that exact number. I will tell you that through the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, they have created a channel to be able to allow these families to network together through the foundation so that we can get to know each other and share our stories and be able to, you know, bond together. And, you know, I would have to say that personally, I know at least a dozen families who have children that deal with cystic fibrosis. One of those families actually is out of Portland, Connecticut, and their daughter, I believe, is heading to, Florida through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah. Yeah, and she's actually going
great
to – oh, great. That is a great organization. In fact, they actually granted Tegan and Skylar a wish 2 years ago.
Wow.
And they took the whole family and sent them to Disney World.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
And this was the real deal. They were picked up at their house with a limo, driven to the airport. All of the equipment that they have to use day in and day out was shipped ahead of time and tested and made sure that everything was there before they arrived. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is an incredible, they're just incredible.
Wow.
In fact, I think their event's coming up, if I'm not mistaken, this Sunday. I don't know that for sure, but I know it's right around the corner.
Wow, that's just terrific to hear this. Again, talking about the good in people. There's so much good out there. That's
you never
like
hear about it these days.
You don't hear about it, right.
Just the opposite.
It's the truth.
But it's so much good.
It is.
Talk a bit about TelServe.
Thank you. TelServe is a technology company. We work with businesses to leverage technology to drive their businesses forward. We build voice communication platforms for businesses so that they can communicate. We build the networks that sit behind these voice communication systems. The bottom line is we're we're consultants and then implementers and support people for businesses to leverage technology.
How does somebody, Jim Corella, who's the CEO of Telser, how does somebody come up with an idea like this? How does something like that happen?
I'm curious as to how it all got started.
I was fortunate enough to start with SNET years back. I don't want to date myself, but I'll say it's about 35 years back, and had the chance to get into a company who provided phones for businesses. And I learned the importance of having, communication devices that allowed companies to communicate. And that's where I first got entered into the world of technology. But, now you advance the clock forward, and we know technology has just it's incredible, the advancements that we have made in technology. And I've stayed in it my entire life. But there was a certain point that I felt the companies that I had been working for lost that customer service touch. And what fueled me is that I wanted to be able to start a company that brought that customer service back to what we knew it needed to be. And I want to say that I'm proud to be the CEO.
Only in America.
Yeah. That's true.
I want to pick up on this in just a moment, Brad, but we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with more on the Brad and Dan Show.
Connecticut Children's Medical Center is all in for kids. Ranked by U.S. News and World Report, Connecticut Children's is the only hospital in Connecticut dedicated to children, with expertise in more than 30 pediatric specialties, such as oncology, hematology, cardiology, gastroenterology, and neurosurgery. Learn more at ConnecticutChildren's.org. Tune in for our annual Radiothon August 31st and help support the life-saving work occurring at Connecticut Children's. You can also make a donation right now at ConnecticutChildren'sFoundation.org.
Well, you've heard Brad and me talk a lot about Woodland Auto Body, 1208 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford, how personal they are at Woodland Auto Body, their caring service, and you'll get that from Chris at Woodland. In fact, you can give them a call, 860-528-4141, 860-528-4141. You can visit them online, woodlandauto.com. Think of Woodland Auto Body as your 911 when you have an accident. Think of Woodland Auto Body as your 411 when you need any type of assistance for your vehicle. Woodland is your resource for all your auto needs. And just ask for Chris or Howard. You know, one of the great things about Woodland, much like the word team, there's no I in Woodland, as there is no I in team. Have the Woodland team guide you through your repair needs. The Woodland staff is dedicated to your satisfaction. In fact, let's say Howard is out on an emergency or maybe just out. Chris will make sure you get the same attention to detail that Woodland is known for. And that is the key. Woodland Auto Body is committed to their customers, including repairing your vehicle to like new condition. They've been in the auto repair business since 1924. Woodland Auto Body, 1208 Burnside Avenue, East Hartford.
Coming up to a quarter of eight, and the mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, is going to be with us live in the studio after 8 o'clock this morning, talking with Jim Colella. He and his wife, Lisa, once again co-chair for the 2017 Cycle for Life bike race. This is all about cystic fibrosis. And Jim, just listening to the conversation with everything that's going on in the world today and here in the United States as well, we don't hear these kinds of stories, but I basically believe, and I know Dan does too, that this is really what America is about, to yes. take care of each other, to make sure that we do the very, very best for each other.
Brad, I couldn't agree more. It was amazing through this cycling event how community came together, from the town of Crownwell to all the surrounding businesses and just people. It is really at the essence of this event. Yes, it's focused on cystic fibrosis, but it's the bigger picture here is connecting community for a greater purpose and cause. And I think it's a healthy thing. You know, we talk about change in America. We see the separation. You know, we need as Americans to unite, and it's going to start in our communities. And it's through church. It's through events like this. It's through this kind of conversation. And, you know, I truly believe God uses these kinds of things to unite people.
No question.
No question. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No question. When you think of everything that's being done, Jim, your wife, Lisa, the mission she's on, it's unusual for a family, both of you together. How did all of that start?
Brad, and thank you for bringing that up. You know, I haven't had a chance to speak about my wife, you know, up until this moment. But she really is incredible. This is a grandma who is on a mission. And, if you're a business out there, I'm sure she's called you for sponsorship and donation. But, it's love. It's her passion for her children. It breaks her heart to see what the parents have to go through day in and day out. And, this is her passion. She loves those grandkids and wants to, you know, help in any way she can. And I, quite honestly, it has brought our marriage, you know, into a stronger and more unified place. You know, when you're dealing with something like this, you set aside these silly differences that we all seem to get caught up in, right?
Absolutely.
We don't deal with so many of those silly differences anymore, and we stay focused.
And there is no one more successful than a grandmother on a mission, right?
Dan, you are so
mine.
Right.
Mine brought me up.
When a grandma gets on a mission, she's going to succeed, and there's no stopping her.
Yes.
No question about that. We've got about a minute during this segment, but Jim, when we come back, I'm kind of interested. I want to get back to TelSUR for just a moment, too, because, you know, it's one thing, and perhaps you can be instructive to some in our audience. It's one thing to say, gee, I'd like to start a business, but it's another thing to actually go about starting a business. So I think we'd be curious, and how did you transform your idea into reality? How do you go about starting a business? So we can talk about that when we come back, Brad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it has always fascinated me. I could never do that. I listen to somebody like yourself and say, wow. How do they do it? And Dan is right. It's a fascinating story. And that's the wonderful thing, too, about not only our state, but about our country, about the motivation that people have. You know, Dan, I was just thinking, sitting here this morning with you this hour, you know, this is really what it's all about. And to have this kind of a story with all that's going on around us is an inspiration.
No question. Jim Colella, our guest and our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, CEO of TelSUR, and a leader in the support of cystic fibrosis research in Connecticut. And again, the big 2017 Cycle for Life bike race in Cromwell. And that's going to take place a week from Saturday, on Saturday, August the 26th. Jim, we were asking you before the break about TelSUR. How did you go about starting the business? How old is it? And how do you start a business? Where do you turn? What do you do?
Well, we've been in business now for 15 years. And when we stepped out to start our business, we had a vision. I have two partners. I actually had three partners. One partner died. Mm-hmm. But we had a vision. We put a plan together. We went to the bank. We shared that plan, and they thought it was a great plan, and so they funded that plan. Of course, we had to put our houses up, and so everything was on the line.
Wow.
We started from square one. And
In Cromwell?
In Cromwell. Mm-hmm. Actually, we started in Wallingford.
Okay.
We moved to Cromwell about 5 years ago, where we were fortunate enough to buy a a building there that we have now built out with a data center. And the bottom line is that we've built it out to accommodate the type of business we're in and what we're doing. But it starts with a vision. You have to have a plan. And then you have to be able to be willing to fail to succeed.
That's a big lesson right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be willing to fail.
Did you fail?
To succeed?
Yes. There were many times where we made poor decisions, and those poor decisions led to tough times. And but we learned from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. And again, you have to be willing to fail to succeed. And the one other thing I'll say is that we have surrounded our company with great people. Mm-hmm. And that has made the difference.
How many do you employ?
60. We have 60 full-time employees.
Wow.
And
That's fabulous.
Awesome,
you know,
people.
To hear this story.
It is a good story. It really is.
Wow.
There's so much to the story.
Okay, and you know, and we hear, particularly since there is the mindset out there, it's very difficult to do business in Connecticut. Is it?
It is. Connecticut is a difficult state to do business. But all of our employees, including myself, we love Connecticut. Connecticut is our home. This is where our families are. So we do not plan on leaving Connecticut. We want to help Connecticut survive and thrive. We want to be able to create jobs. And I have to say, our state representatives, they are helping. They are, at least that's been the experience for TelServe. We have gotten help from the state in building our business.
And what could the state do to make it easier for you to do business?
Come to get to know the businesses and understand the real struggles that go on day to day. And I think once they truly listen to business owners and what we're going through, I think then a plan of action can be put in place. But it's starting with really listening, truly listening to the business owners.
Well, we accomplished many missions this morning, Daniel.
We have about a minute left, Jim. Again, recap the big event taking place on Saturday, August the 26th.
Cycle for Life. It's an event that will help to fuel research. The proceeds, 100% of those proceeds go to research. And I just say it's a great event, and we would love to have folks come out and join us.
And that's cystic fibrosis.
That is correct.
And if they do want to register, you've got that website again. So reach down and grab your sign, or you can give our audience that website.
I like
one more
sign.
Time. I do too.
That website is cycle.cff.org, and our team is Turing for Tegan and Skyler.
Touring for Tegan and Skyler.
Boy,
wow.
I'll tell you.
That's terrific.
That's what it's all about, Daniel.
No question about it.
Yep.
Jim, we've been honored to have you
tremendous
in studio for
honor.
The last hour.
Absolutely.
This is my honor. Men, thank you very much. Listeners out there, thank you for listening to the story. And guys, thank you.
We'll talk again. You bet. And good luck on the 26th of August.